en mariachi, Gatos Bravos. My name is Obed Salas, 47th High School Mariachi Director. Harmonia section. That's a very good job conducting your tempo and your strumming. Even though that section is kind of large section, you guys are holding up your strumming very good. Your trumpet players, very good gentlemen, as a section working together, just remember to point the bell of the instrument towards the microphone so the rest of the audience can hear clearly what you're playing. But anyways, since it's a smaller audience, we can hear you really good. But in the future, work on microphone setting, probably during school, your director will help you do that. It sounds like a little bit of problems with guitarrón, the facing situation there, but sounds like you resolve it. Maybe guitarrón player, you can practice once your director shows you the music. You can practice with a metronome, a slow tempo, so you can hold it throughout the song. There you go. There you are. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And I have to congratulate the harmonia section, the vihuelas and guitarras, for holding the strumming while the guitarron was having trouble. You hold the tempo very good. An ensemble you can produce and a good sound, a mariachi sound. Violin section, keep working on your technique, your left hand technique for tuning, your right hand technique on your bow, being more confident. Listen to your director for the warm-up exercises that you guys have. Keep working on that violin skills. Okay, you're on a good way, in a good way. There you go, guitarrón. That's a good tempo right there. Play it like that when you play on the string. Very confident tempo. Remember, violins, that your goal is to, if not, balance your sound with the trumpet, because the trumpets are going to be always louder. You still want to sound at least equal of their sound, even though they use it's a softer instrument. You want to match and balance. So remember that, work on that, the use of microphones for your advantage when one of those situations come out. Violins, you always play in the same melody as the trumpets, almost, except for some licks in between. But just try to play louder, project your sound to the microphone. It's always that we're going to be using microphones on this setup when it's a festival, a competition setup. You always have sound systems, so use that for your advantage. I know right now you're on the stage of as a beginner, but just have that in mind as you progress in your skills to use that microphones more. The microphone will reproduce as much as you give it. So come forward to it, almost to the area where the bridge is on your instrument. That's the area where you need to bring your sound on the microphone. Vocalist, very good, man. Very good on your representing the group in front. Your hand gestures, the modulation that you have at the end of the phrases. Good Spanish. Now there's something that's nowadays that we're losing, the Spanish, especially on our young generations. Congratulations for keeping the a group pronunciation of the language. We can understand all the words, phrases that you're singing. I like that intonation, really good. Sustaining your the end of the phrases with air. That always helps not to go flat at the end of the phrases. Very good, man. When you have lows, like on this part, gritaré sin cesar, is a low part of the song. And you can feel it, right? You can feel it because of the breath you have to take. Very good, Mariachi Gatos Bravos. Keep practicing, keep doing your part, listen to your director. You're on that right path to have a good style in your group. Congratulations.